This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Step into Robert Keller's physiology and anatomy class at NAU and you'll learn how the human body works. But step into his lab and you'll learn how to grow human skin. Dr. Keller can teach plants how to manufacture human protein.
We kind of hijack the organism. So it's kind of a hostile takeover, to be quite honest.
Keller is leveraging the elastin gene, a protein that gives tissue, like skin, the ability to stretch and heal.
So you take a piece of DNA that's from somewhere else, and you insert it into the host's DNA sequence. And now the organism will manufacture what you tell it to manufacture.
Inside his laboratory at the Northern Arizona Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology, Keller and his students use three kinds of organisms to do this: bacteria, yeast, and plants like bok choy, a Chinese cabbage.
We can electrospin it, which is basically taking a protein, charging it across a distance, and it has an architecture that looks like a piece of gauze. But it's not organized. It's a random fiber mesh. And that's more of how the body's architecture looks.
Keller says this scaffold of human protein can be made into sheets and cut into any shape to cover a large wound. That gauze-like product would then be seeded with the patient's own stem cells extracted from fat just under the skin.
The application for the medical community would be in patients that have severe burns or severe wounds over a large percent of their body. Right now, our standard of care is we will take donor tissue from that patient and we'll do a skin graft from another location from the same patient. Well, if they're severely burned or they're severely wounded, they may not have donor sites available.
In the field of regenerative medicine, Keller and his students are building smarter scaffolds using human DNA technology. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.